phone man an ABC number for the record, please? Okay, I don't think this is gonna work. All right, we'll see how it goes. I can't hardly understand you, sir. So, all right, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in reference to your committee supervision revocation. I'm gonna introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing this time. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To his right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead. Also with us today is Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license attorney at your own expense. Did you hear an attorney or a hired attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay. I must swear you and Mr. Turner in this time, so you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
I do.
The hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. Phase one, we will determine if the terms of the vision of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So, for phase one, I'm going to read the four allegations that are on your warrant. And after each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So, allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Reborn Assistance, located at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about July 21st, 2018, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, true, sir.
Okay, thank you. Allegation number two is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number five, as demonstrated by your act of obstructing and refusing to provide your true name on or about August 5th, 2018 in Maricopa County, Arizona. Robin, true or false, sir?
True, sir.
All right. Allegation number three is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number five, as demonstrated by your possession of dangerous drugs on or about August 5th, 2018 in Maricopa County, Arizona. Is that one true or false, sir?
True, sir.
Okay. Allegation number four is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number five, as demonstrated by your possession of drug paraphernalia on or about August 5th, 2018 in Maricopa County, Arizona. Is that one true or false, sir?
It's true, sir.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Thomas, I'm going to move to find the legal as he violated the term condition of supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal areas or the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. All right, so we're moving to phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you. Mr. Turner.
Thomas was released from ABC custody on 7-16-2018 and arrested on 8-5-2018 by Tempe Police Department on new misdemeanor charges of obstruction. He returned back to ABC custody on 8-14-2018 with a CSED of 113-2019 zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, theft 1 year, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2008, aggravated assault 1 year. 2012, dangerous drug violation 2 years, 6 months. 2013, dangerous drug violation 2 years, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. He is a suspected member of the criminal street gang Crips, Greater Phoenix. Prior term to supervision, 2009, TIS release, absconded for 132 days. Arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary of moderate of criminal damage noted. Other arrests. 1992, burglary third degree, California juvenile detention. 1993, burglary third degree, California juvenile detention. 1993, burglary third degree, California juvenile detention. 1995, stolen property, California, juvenile detention. 2000, aggravated robbery, California felony conviction, state prison. 2000, criminal impersonation, California felony conviction, state prison. 2012, possession and sale of dangerous drug, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Has a GV score of G6, B6, and do not have the status of his charges.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Thomas, we're going through a summary of case supervision, which, so you approved the desired traditions at 2429 North Vista Avenue in Phoenix, and that was your last known address. Did you stay anywhere else, sir?
No, sir. Stayed on the streets.
Okay. So you were out very long, so I take it you didn't have any employment?
I had employment, but I didn't know.
Okay. So it says that you were assigned a task, and your car came up and you missed the UA on the 24th of July. Looking back here, so that means I asked him actually right after you absconded, so that's, did you know you missed one, or did you just, was that when you were arrested? Excuse me, sir. Can you speak out a little bit? I really can't understand what you're saying.
I know that I missed one, that I would miss one if I didn't do the right thing, if I didn't stay there at the tradition cop payoffs. I know I would miss one. So, yeah, pretty much I knew.
Okay. So, what was going on when Tim B arrested you? Why did they have contact with you?
I was at a park at after hours, and I was with a friend of mine, a female friend of mine, and I was at a park after hours, and after hours you can't get at a park at a certain time, so it's basically trespassing. So he pulled me over and ran my name, and that's when
okay. Well, since you don't know the outcome of the charges with the drugs and stuff like that, I don't ask you any questions specifically about drugs or the drug paraphernalia. So basically, you were in the park after hours, and that's why they confronted you, and then that led to the warrant, your arrest, and everything else, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions. Okay, so we're really in need of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes. But before we do that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else that you think might be relevant to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat yourself, okay?
Yes, sir. Basically, I'm not from out here.
Living place.
Northern Arizona area would help me a lot more, because I'm a Christian, I think that I would help me a lot more. So, I mean, being at halfway houses, a lot of people that would need, you know, things that I can see that, you know, would lead me back to going back to the bad things that I, you know, that I was doing before, where, you know, if I just scale up, you know, I feel like nobody's there helping me or nothing, I have no help, you know, so I basically just went my own way with it. Obviously, that's the one thing to do, you know. But I take full responsibility for my actions. You know, I mean, anything would help for me, you know, I think it would be like a great action, you know, so in every place. If I was to get reinstated, you know, just being released to a halfway house where I got a lot of pressure on me, it would, you know, I think that would help me. I think being released to somewhere where I know that they're going to put their all into helping me, I think I would help me more.
Thank you, sir. The board will be going into a discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can hear the whole conversation, and once you make a decision, I'll get back to you. Okay, sir? The board is now in discussion. Mr. Thomas is an interesting young man. He's had quite a history with juvenile in California. But I know he just wasn't getting along at the halfway house and pulled away from that, and then before the warrants issues and everything else, he got arrested by 10 PPD and obviously had to move him into some criminal ways with the drugs. So at this time, I don't see him as a good candidate for the return of new supervision. But I'm going to listen to the discussion from my fellow board members. Okay, so based on our information, lot number 2018W2327, Mr. Thomas's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke full supervision of Mr. Thomas as he was delinquent, violated terms, conditions of his supervision, and that lapse was not lapse in the criminal ways for company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Ross, and by Dr. Wright. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. We would hope, let's see, you're scheduled to be released on about January 13th, 2019, which is about 4 months away. We would suggest that you would try to get some AA and NA classes in between now and then to help get your mind straight, make yourself a good plan so that when you get out, you can control your drug issues and stay out of trouble with the police, and we won't have to talk to you again like this. And we really hope that's what the case is. We don't like you, but we really don't want to see you here again. Okay? All right, just a little bit early, and would you put the CSO back on the phone, please?
Yes, sir. You guys have a nice day.
So he's our last one, then?
Yes, sir. This one I show.
That was the last one there, and
I have
one at Hyman
and one at Okay, well, thank you so very much, and thanks for having me ready. We'll talk with you the next time, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll
see
you again.
Thank you.
See, that's what the techie was talking about yesterday. We have no control over their body. We only ask you to talk about it. We can control it. But then we have, when we keep it up,
Hello, you've reached Arizona State Prison Complex, Hyman. Please listen carefully to the following directions. If you know your party's extension, you may dial 8 and the party is your extension.
Yes, sir. I'm finally back to you. This is Arizona Board of Executive Committee, sir.
Okay. We have
Mr. Sereghini right here, and he's ready to go.
Okay.
Here he is.
Yes, sir. Mr. Sereghini, would you state your name and ABC number for the record?
17289.
Okay, sir. You appear from the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the Ryan allegation on your warrant. And based on information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on August the 23rd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
I'm sorry, you say that again?
You were notified of this hearing, you signed the notification that the hearing would be held today.
Yes.
And you signed it on August the 23rd of this year.
August 23rd, yes.
And on that notification, it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you, but we don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
No, I would like an attorney.
Then, sir, then you're going to have to get one. We can continue the hearing if that's what you want to do.
Let's do that.
Okay, so you want to continue your hearing?
Yes,
that's your problem,
defender.
So now it's going to be your responsibility to get your attorney and to pay for your attorney. Now, I just want you to be aware of that, sir.
I'm aware of that.
Okay, sir. Well, we will continue your hearing. And so we'll wait until we hear back from you and your attorney, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And have a great afternoon.
You too. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you, sir.